Hello and welcome to What the F*** Just Happened Today, your essential guide to the daily shock and awe in national politics. I'm Joe Mdidis. Let's get to it. It's Friday, August 17th, 2018. Welcome to day 575. Trump's advisors are worried that he will back Eric Prince's plan to privatize the war in Afghanistan with Blackwater security contractors. NBC News says Trump's national security team are concerned that his impatience will cause him to seriously consider proposals like Prince's or abruptly order a complete U.S. withdrawal from the country. Prince hasn't spoken directly to Trump about the plan, but plans to launch an aggressive media air campaign in coming days. Prince's sister is Education Secretary Betsy DeVos. Meanwhile, Trump canceled his military parade and blamed the local politicians who run D.C. poorly for inflating the cost. Quote, "When asked to give us a price for holding a great celebratory military parade," Trump tweeted, "they wanted a number so ridiculously high that I canceled it. Never let someone hold you up," end quote. The Pentagon postponed Trump's parade to 2019 yesterday before Trump decided to cancel it via tweet this morning as the cost ballooned from an estimated $12 million to $92 million. D.C. Mayor Muriel Bowser called Trump's parade a sad plan. The Washington Post says Trump plans to revoke more security clearances from officials who have been critical of him or played a role in Robert Mueller's Russia investigation. Over the past 19 months, Trump has fired or threatened nearly a dozen current and former officials who are associated with the probe, which he calls a rigged witch hunt. According to his aides, Trump believes he came out looking strong after he revoked former CIA Director John Brennan's security clearance, adding that Trump shows visible disdain for Brennan when he sees him on TV. Trump also called a career Justice Department official a disgrace and threatened to revoke his security clearance very soon. Bruce Orr has no involvement in Mueller's investigation, but conspiracy theorists claim he helped start the investigation into Russian election interference. Trump also called Paul Manafort a very good person as jurors deliberate charges of tax and bank fraud against his former campaign chairman. Trump criticized the trial as a very sad day for our country, but declined to say whether he would pardon Manafort if convicted. And finally, a judge in New York ruled that a confidentiality agreement between the Trump campaign and a former staffer is limited in scope, which could impact other nondisclosure agreements signed by former Trump staffers. Due to the wording of the agreement, only disputes over the agreement itself and some other prohibited behaviors were subject to arbitration. A former campaign staffer filed a complaint last November, alleging that she was subjected to harassment and sexual discrimination while working on Trump's 2016 campaign. Lawyers for the Trump campaign tried to force the case into private arbitration based on the agreement. And in the polls, CNN says 57% of Americans think Trump is too friendly with Russia. Overall, 41% consider Russia an enemy of the United States. And now to the notables, a list of stories and headlines that didn't make it into the main update but are still worth knowing about. 1. The State Department will not spend some $230 million that had been planned for Syria stabilization projects, and will instead shift that money to other areas. 2. The White House Budget Office is attempting to cancel about $3 billion in foreign aid, using an obscure budget rule to freeze the State Department's international assistance budget. 3. A federal judge ruled that a Trump official must sit for a deposition in a lawsuit challenging the administration's decision to add a question about citizenship to the 2020 census. And 4. Trump asked the SEC to consider scaling back how often public companies must report earnings to investors, from a quarterly basis to twice a year. And remember, you can find the links and sources for all of these stories, including the notables, on the main website. That's all for now. Visit whatthefuckjusthappenedtoday.com for the latest news and headlines. Until next time, I'm Joe Mdidis.